Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our Avi Marini Moshiachli Nishmas, our Zester Vasser Shmor, Shalom Tzimor, Satachan of Zermeir Zev. And we are continuing B'siyata Dishmayer, a series of Shiulim, in the Chuvis of Rabban Shoko Yisrael, Kiveger. And, Simon Ayin in the Chelek Aleph discussed a very, very interesting Shaila. A sofer had written Sefer Torah and he made a mistake. He wrote in Parshas Vayechi, Pasuk should say Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai, and instead the Sofer wrote Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai. And now we have to figure out, was this Aleph and Lamed, is this Kodesh or is it Chol? In other words, is it Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef? Is it the El of, did he mean the El Yosef? Or did he mean the Kel of Kel Shakai? So, Mustapik Rumalazim Eshlim Chalkezit Kevus Mikodam Luchtov Yomer Kovel Yosef. So, maybe you should erase a few words and write Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef. In this way, assuming the Kel Shakai is the Kel belongs to Kel Shakai, now you're writing, you're sticking in the Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef, in other words, erases Vayomer Yaakov, but now you're putting in the El Yosef, writing it a little bit smaller and fitting in all the words. Because Shaul asks, who says he missed the El Yosef? Vilma Kosa Vayomer Yaakov Kel. Vayomer Yaakov El. So maybe originally he meant El Shem Chol. What he'd forgotten was the Yosef Kel. So it turns out then, adding words isn't going to help because the original Shem Kel wasn't written by Kedushas Hashem. So what then is the Eitzah? A Havril of Kolmas, to copy it over. He says that doesn't work either. Because we paskin like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda Sheinzem and Amufchar. That it's no good, it's not the right thing to do. In other words, it's puzzle. He's referring to the Gemara in Gittin, that Havaras Kolmas al Hashem Lekacho Einzem and Amufchar. So you can't be Maverick homeless either. What are you going to do? It's also obviously not an answer to erase it. Now that erase, maybe the Kel was written by Shem Shamayim. Shem Hashem. And that's also Aser. It's a real quagmire. So Rabbeinu answers that it's Pasha to the Rav Hashayel. That it's Pasul Lagamre Avaris Kolmos, it's not Mashma like that. It says Eino Min HaMufchar, it doesn't say Pasul. So, it would appear, says Rabbeinu, that this Shaila of Avaris Kolmos, is it Eino Min HaMufchar, is it Pasul Lagamre? It's telling Machogat of Chitz Racham Rayankiv and Kim Chofam and Aleph. Chitz says, Getcha Katsu Shal Shema Vero Lav Kolmos, the Shema Bana Machokas Revita Varabana, and then Ksivas Hashem B'Sefer Torah. If you have a get that was written Shalai Lishma and then you copied it over Lishma, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and you can see it's a shame to say for Torah whether you can copy it over. And Rabbi Chaim Yaakov answers, says, no, the rabbis only said there, you need Zekeh Levan Veyu, and therefore you're not allowed to do it by say for Torah, copy it over, but by get you are. There's no Zekeh Levan Veyu. So you're the rabbis of Yemoid, there's no Chisorim Bavaris Kumus. So you don't need Zekeh Levan Veyu by say for Torah. A get. only by a Sefer Torah. They need to be beautiful, Zakeli Van Veil. It was according to Rabbi Yachar Bar Yankov, the whole machlokas bin the Rabbanan by Sefer Torah is not a psul gamur, it's a chisaron b'heder mitzvah, and therefore this isn't shayich to gittin. According to Rabbi Yachar Bar Yankov, that it's only chisaron Zakeli Van Veil, it's only a psul chatchil, but the yevid Zakeli Van Veil is not ma'akiv, like it says in Sukkah, then mula mitzvah la'agdoi, b'shem Zakeli Van Veil, if you didn't, it's kosher. So the comment that according to Rabbi Yachar Bar Yankov, copying over is only a psula chadchila, not b'diavad. Copying over Shem Hashem doing Havaras Kolmus. According to Rav Chizdo, who says that Machlokes Ribbon Rabbanan, Shaykh even in Gittin, he argues and he holds that it's not only being Zekeli Van Veil, they're arguing bigger than Ksav. This might be Ksav, does this mean Ksav? Does it mean Ksav when you copy something over? Therefore, Shaykh even in Gittin. Now, of course, since according to Rav Chizda, it's not also Kelim Aveo, it's not a Psul Ksav, maybe it's a Psul Gomer, it's a Paskins the Rabbah. If I get it, it's Bota Lagamre, right? Zaino get. So it emerges that if, according to the Rabbanan, Havaras Komas is a Psul Gomer, Chisaron Behidr, it's totally in the Machlekes between Chizr and Racha Bar Yankov. So Rabbeinu writes to read his lashon. I love reading his lashon. Ma de pasha malas kvot terasid la rabbanu pasul lagamer varis kulmus. That he said that according to the rabbis, it's completely possible by varis kulmus. L'chor lishon deinze mina mufchor, mash deinze psul rakeinu mina mufchor. Mina mufchor is not lashon of psul. Deinu mina mufchor. It's not ideal. L'chor neil l'tayi pukt rav chizur v'lachav rachav rayankiv parakat beis dekidin. L'chor tzalim achogus rav chizur rachav rayankiv in the second parak of kidin adav chav. According to Rav Chizda, who says, I get Shenicht of Shol Shema Vela Vakumus Lashma. Baran Machokis Rabbi Rabbanan, that he ties together Machokis by Sefer Torah and a get. Vasil Tam Rabban Ksav Shane Love Ksav. According to Rav Chizda, he holds Mamsh Ksav Shane is not Ksav, and therefore he connects Machokis by Gittin. If you can do by Sefer Torah, if you can do Havaras Ksav, Havaras Hakumus, he connects that to Gittin. Can Mashma the Pasul Lagamre? Because it's not Ksav, therefore it's Pasul Lagamre. Forget the enemy Gereshis Lagamri, Kumashkas Raman to get Bata Lagamri. Ava Rachab Rayankiv, Raman Pataka says to get Bata Lagamri. Ava Rachab Rayankiv, the Amar. Ava Rachab Rayankiv, the Amadil Mai Kanlo Renal with Sefer Torah. The Kreb Rachab Rayankiv says the whole word is by Rabban is by Sefer Torah because it's Zakeli Van Veil. In Kenya Shloimar, the Rak Lichatchil, it's only Din Lichatchil, and I'm seen with Sukkah. To Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, Sphere Light, with Sukkah, the Lulav Mitzvah Logdo, and Shem Zakeli Van Veil. Vim Lo Yogdo Kosher. That a Lulav is a mitzvah to be magged, it's because of Zakeli Van Veil, and if he didn't, it's still kosher. Vim Kain, Avi Sveikid Al Rapisa. And if that's true, then it's a suffix. Do we pask in like Rav Chizda that it's possible Gamri, or Lachat Ragam Racham Yankov? It's only Mitzvah Zakeli Van Veil, and Mela Rak Lichatchil. And therefore only dealing with the Lechatchila Dikadin. If it's Rav Yachar Bar Yankov. So if we would come out over here, B'nin Dun of Sveik Sveika. See how it's self is Sveik Sveika. Therefore, we can be machshir. Because suffik, the shachar hasay for Yosef kel. Maybe he forgot Yosef Kel. And now, the Tevis Kel on his Kaddish Piksivaso. And the Kel wasn't Miss Kaddish. Savik Shem Alecha Kol Alecha Bar Yankiv. Maybe the Alecha is like Alecha Bar Yankiv. But having gone to Rechav Yankiv possibly the Yevid. So if the Alecha is like Rechav Bar Yankiv, then you can do Havaras Komus. Because if the Sefer forgot, Vayomer Yaakov al Yosef, Kel Shakai. If you forgot the Kel Shakai, so what do? You rewrite it. You write Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef. You rewrite the Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef. And if you forgot the Yosef Kel, so you do Havaras Komus. We say, Lachas like Rachel Rayankov, that it's Beseder. Bafim Gal Rachel Rayankov, possible to Yevin. Come, come, have a rack to Rabbona. And if even according to Rachel Rayankov, it's possible to Yevin, but it's only the Rabbona. Bavaris Kom is possible to Yevin, it's only the Rabbona. Him can't look at the Raisa, have his fake faker. So for the Raisa purposes, you have his fake faker. His fake faker is, maybe he didn't forget the Shema Kaddish at all. Shem Eloi Shachach Lichtov as a Shem HaKadosh, you don't have to be Mekadosh. In other words, maybe he wrote for Yomer Yaakov, and then when he wrote Kel, that second Kel, that Kel is the second Kel. So he doesn't have to be Mekadosh, that second Kel. And Intim Silaymar, that he did forget it, and Mimela, the kel that we have in front of us, is not Kadosh. Maybe the Alach is not like Rav Chista. The Ksab Agave Ksab Pasa Medaraisa. So maybe it is Mo Medaraisa. So at the Raisa level, we have a Sveik Sveika. Maybe it's Seder. His kel was written L'Shem Hashem. Maybe it wasn't, maybe it was. And even on the tzad, that it was not. So you can do Havaras Komus. And if you do Havaras Komus, then it's Beseder Gamor. Because we have the opinion of Rachel Bar Yankov, you could do Havaras Komus Daraisa. What about the Dirabbanan? Lagabe Dirabbanan, lo yesh kan safek echad lekula. You have two sfekas daraisa. Maybe he didn't forget the Shem HaKadosh, so he was miskadish the first time. You're not sad that it wasn't. Now that you're doing Havaras Komus, it's beseda, you're miskadish the second time. And according, and lagabe the Dirabbanan, you have one safek. Maybe he didn't forget to be Mekadosh the Shem HaKadosh. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But in the tzad that he didn't forget to be Mekadosh the Shem HaKadosh. So it's holy, it's fine. So what do? Again, you write in smaller letters, Vayomer, you cross out a few words, and you write Vayomer Yaakov. El Yosef. And then you do Havaras HaKomos Ankel, Shakai. And this way, everything is all set. If Kel was originally holy, it's originally holy. You don't even need the Havaras HaKomos Daraisa. If it wasn't, so maybe we paskin that Havaras HaKomos is okay Daraisa. So therefore that Havaras HaKomos is fine. And then at a derabanan level is one suffix. In other words, Rachel Bianchi says then at a derabanan level you can't do Havaras HaKomos. But maybe it's Beseder Gamor, meaning maybe the first time he wrote the word Kel it was L'shem Hashem. So Havaras HaKomos isn't necessary. However, Rabbi Kiveger is Deichelis, and he says that the hat there is mitam sveik sveika. On a daraisa level, and mitam sveik echa on a derabanan level, we say that mishum zeh kelim aveir, it's possible the avin derabanan. Now we're saying Bishlam Alin Yitzhak Apostle Dairaisa, that according to the Rabbanan, Shitas Rav Chisda, he can't be Machshir, Bavaras Kumas Mashalai Nichtav Lishma. So there we have a Sveik Sveika. As if the Keli wrote originally was holy. So if he's Mavar Kumas, it wasn't necessary, and there's no Psula of Bavaras Kumas after the Rabbanan, the Rav Chisda. Maybe even according to Rav Chisda, it's fine. But in its salad suffix the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan the Rachab Rayankiv, this psul is Zekelim and Veo Mechzikim and Numer. It looks that it's not a neat writing. When you write it, it's going to be darker than the other letters. That's not a suffix, that's a Vade Pasul. But if you wrote a Mitchil Lishma, the Hebrew Lav Kumas, the Lord Tzerech, it's still Pasul, it looks Kim and Numer. So what do you mean it's a suffix, the Rabbanan? Maybe originally it was written kosher, and you don't need to do this Havaras HaKomos. Once you do Havaras HaKomos, you passel it. Because this looks darker than the others. It's not an Eitzah to make a to do Havaras HaKomos. Migrigara, Havaras HaKomos makes things worse. Amnam near the Zaino, the time of the Zeba, but Zekeli Maveo, Hanu de Gam Teva Achas, Havik and Menumer, Vena Mahodra, I dig Saba, Gavik Sav. You can hear the Zain Chilkinut of Tril Lishma, we don't care if it's written Lishma or not originally. It's Menumer. Laftinich to Tril Lishma, Mekomakom, Avaris, Komus, Migor, Gard, Avik and Menumer. Omafresh bin Bezebe and Savrish and Lishma, Olo. You can lack a Svek Svek, the Man of Shachas, Ola Havir. Dimalacha Kareba Chizda, Vade Asser. Hashem Tevis Kel Nechtav Shalei Lishma Veksav Hasheni Eino Ksav Vachukach Abay Yankiv. So one second, if you're in the Rav Chisda's world, maybe the first one wasn't written Lishma and now the second one is, so that's no good. According to Rav Chisda, you can't do that. Or according to Rav Chisda, Havaras HaKomos doesn't work. We saw before. According to Rav Chisda, even it was written originally, Lishma, you also can't do Havaras HaKomos. Because it's Midrabanan, because it's Mechzikim in Numer. According to Rav Chisda, Ksav Hasheni isn't a Ksav, so therefore Havaras HaKomos wouldn't help. And according to Rav Chisda Yankiv, it's Mechzikim in Numer. Even if the first one was kosher, not going to be good. Manushech Hatznagar, the first Shem was written Shelo Lishma, so according to Rav Chisda, it's possible. According to Rav, if the first Shem was written Lishma, then according to Rav Achabar Yankov, you're in trouble. Because it's coming over, so it's possible with the Abbot, it's not a Suffolk. So Rabbeinu says that he'd like to suggest another tikkun, another way of fixing it up. Letlot ben ashurot, ben tevot kel, tevot shakai, shnei tevot elu, Yosef kel, v'lekadesh shem kel ahu, v'mekadesh dat shem kel. V'nero letikun acher, v'anolitus ben shiti, ben tevot kel, tevot shakai, shnei tevot elu, Yosef kel, v'lekadesh shem kel ahu. That's what you're going to do. You're going to put in between the words Yosef Kel, and that Shem Kel, you're going to be Makadish. After Gambazayish Pikbuk, like us of a server Kavanas Kel, Bekadusha Vata, Ide Tlias Yosef Kel, Yanikra Tavis Kel, La Risha, and Bisham El, Agamachika Lasis Min Kel El. In other words, if he adds in Bein Ashitim, Yosef Kel, and what's going to happen is that if he had written Vayomer Yaakov, when it said Vayomer Yaakov Kel, if he El, and he had written that with Kavan Hashem Shemayim, then it means Kel. And now he's rewriting it. He's saying Yosef Kel, so he's making that into an El. So that's a type of Mechika. That's a type of mechika, because he's basically saying that it's he's turning God was God's name into not being God's name. In this svara, we see in the levush in Yeredeya, siman veishayin beis akosiv Yehuda v'lo nasim bo dalet v'tal dad lamad loy kavanosel lichtav Hashem v'shem kavanosel lichtav Hashem v'osel lichtav sedad lamala. So someone writes Yehuda, and he doesn't put in a dalet. Uh-oh, it's Shem Yudke Vavke. And he puts the Vav above. He says, Loya Kavanosa Lichtav Hashem. His kavana wasn't to write Shem Shemayim. And therefore he can do that. He can stick in the Dalit. Mashmin dim haya kavana so lichtov Hashem. Asur litlos ha-dalit l'mala. But if his kavana was to write the Shem, then he's not allowed to hang above, write a floating Dalit. Because if you start reading the word Yehuda, it's kemoichek as Hashem. So we don't want that. This is an Indian Mechikas Hashem, even though you're not literally erasing the name, the very fact that now you're writing it in such a way, either writing a different word in such a way that this word won't be read L'Shem Hashem, or you're writing this word in such a way that it'll no longer be written L'Shem Hashem, read L'Shem Hashem. So that's Kemechikas Hashem. You might have Nasa L'Shem Hashem, Masa L'Shem Hashem, but if the Kavana was L'Shem Hashem, then it would be also to be told that Dal Dai Dezei Koronet Tevi Yehuda Avikimuchik Hashem by reading Yehuda, Yimuchik is Hashem. V'nira Shekein Haven Gam Ken El Yerabba Baruchaim Siman Kuf Mebei Siv Gimel. Linyan Ligur Tevas Beisel Ligurim Shetevas Kel Yikar B'Lashon Chol. Aser Mishum, Mechik Hashem HaKadosh, Yimakel Debeisel HaKadoshu, So he holds that in Lakrishta Damilsa, it's not base kel, it's base el. But if it would be base kel, then you wouldn't be allowed to turn that kel into an el. That'd be considered mechika shema kadosh. If you have it written that it's now going to mean el and not kel. So if El is going to be written b'shvelosh and chol, it's going to be no good. That's considered mechika. Ayin sham el yirabai, I hadn't seen it inside. Ayin sham arachayim simikuf men beisiv gimu. Konko niradein svar zumuch rachas. The b'tshuvas habodas ha-geshinu b'nidin ha-sofar ha-tzarech lichtov elokim kosev elokeichem. So in the b'tshuvas habodas ha-geshinu, he has a need on there that a sofar was supposed to write Elokim, and instead he wrote Elokechem. Vehelalasas me'akof kfufa mem stuma. So he says to make from the kof kfufa a mem stuma. Zerashai the mala kof bekedusha. Tchila hayim ayam nitpalim. Ve'achshav sharshis. Ve'achar zayin shaychis l'mem stuma achorayna l'kwai sa'id. Yim Hashem umrutu l'mochkoi. So the sofer was supposed to write Elokim or Elokechem. So he says, take from this kaf, the second to last letter, turn it into a mem. And this is mutter because you're elevating the kedusha of the kaf. Originally it was man et palim. Originally it was just appended to God's name. And now it's God's name. It's a mem. Elokim. And afterwards there's no shaychas to the mem stuma to read it with the shame. What meaning is the elokechem, el elokim mum? What's the extra mem? So you're allowed to erase it. And even though it's a little pickbook, because by being metake in the kaf, and elevating it to a mem, we're causing the last mem not to be nitpal Hashem. But he says this is the right tikkun. So he learns that's a little problem of mechika. He's a little bit mefakpek, but he's mekel. The makom deleka tikkun acher. Hare de nachis lahach svar, says Rabbeinu. So sof he says it's beseder. Gami divrei abach. Benimsa kasuv shel elokechem talui. Benimsa kaf shel elokechem talui. Ein leposlo. He says that if the kaf of Elokechem is hanging, we don't passel it. B'sim shamiu lechatchil isi moira sheloi litlois el esalek hayiria. Mashma. Choshesh lechatchil adas esoivim degam nitpal emasur litlois. Avaloi chosh tahavi mechika. Tchila haisa mem sharshis v'achshav v'ata tfeila. Akorach the sphere like heaven de'ino oisa maisa begufa ois. It's not called mechika. So the Bach holds that as long as you're not doing a maisa and the gufa ois, it's not considered mechika. So what happened over here? You're missing the chaf of Elokeichem. And it was written Elokim. And it was written Elokim. So what did he do? He hung the chaf. And the Bach wasn't choshish that it's mechika. Even though originally the mem was sharshi. The mem was part of the etzim shem. And now it's only a nitpol. Nitpol le kedusha. Because now the mem is no longer misharish Hashem. And the Bach says that it's okay. It's really a fascinating shaila. If it's considered mechika, if you do something not to the letter itself, you do something to other letters that are going to cause this to be nimchak, so to speak, that it's not going to have the kedusha it originally had. So first we had Rai is that it is considered mechika. First, Ravi Kivager held that it is considered a mechika. Now he's saying it's not considered mechika. Brings from Lavush that if you write Yehudan, if you had written out Kavanah Shem Shemayim for Yud Kei Vav Kei, you wouldn't be allowed to be Tola the Dalit. And you wouldn't be allowed to turn the Kel of base Kel, if it was holy, into the word El, not holy. Then we see that you're allowed to take Elokim from the Avodas HaGershuni. And you're allowed to take an Elokeichem, make it a mem, the chaf into a mem, and then that's memela going to cause the last mem to be erased. And that's fine. And the Bach also. B'nim sechaf shel Elokeichem tali, it's not puzzle. But lechatchila, don't be tali. But it's not a psul. So he originally was choshish for those who hold that you shouldn't be tolling it polling. But zelo lo that it's going to be mechika. That putting in this chaf is going to be mechika of the last mem because it's no longer part of the etzem Hashem. Since he's not doing a mice in the guf ha'ois. So in our case, maybe the Sefer wanted to write El, maybe it wasn't holy at all. And therefore the whole issue here is only the Rabbanan. Because turning the, if you're Toila, the Yosef Kel, so you're right, if the previous El was written holy, so you're making it unholy, but that's only an issue of Dirabana. So be Toila, the Yosef Kel, and maybe Taka the first time was written El, maybe the first Vayomer Yaakov El was really not Lekal Shem Shemayim, and even if it was, Lonora. And Rabbeinu concludes that what maybe after you retell the Yosef Kel, maybe they're going to think the first Kel was really Chol, and they're going to come to erase it. Maybe it isn't Taka. So the answer is, we're not Choshesh Kulei. And that's the end of the tshuva. So in the beautiful Achiza Be'ekev of Rabbi Shurkin of Lakewood, it's mamish. It's a pile plus to learn Rabbi Kiveger's tshuvas with the sefer, because he has biurim, give you the pashup shot, and then he has he'arais. He has a harchava from the Rishonim and Achronim. It's mamish geshmak. So this shaila of whether you write other letters and it's going to cause a mechika, is that considered a mechika? So there's an Avnei Nezer and Oirachaim Simen Lamed Gimel Oisiyot Beis, who explains the Gemara in Yume and Daf Lamed Ches Ben Kamtzer Sheyakosev Shem Ben Dalet Oisiyis Keechod. They had a special talent; they could write God's name, four pens all at once in one's hand, and putting him in between the fingers. So L'chayra, what's the malusus that you write? L'chayra Yesh La'ayin, because whenever you write Shem Havoya, it's a mechika. So you write Yud and then a Hey, it's Shem Hashem, and then you write a Vav, it's a Mechika. So we have to say, the Kevin, the Nitan, Hashem, Avoya, Likosev. So it's Xeris HaKosev that it's Mutter. God said you write Shem Avoya, so it's Pesed. Kwame Yeshlamish, Zeh Malyusa, the Ben Kamtzer. So maybe that's the Malyusa, that you never have to erase Shem Hashem. Because you're writing all four letters simultaneously, so you don't have to worry about erasures. That is considered an erasure. When you write the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. However, the Avnei Nezer writes, Kozen ol fi shita sagina svad m'shem kodus tarach l'koiz v'ke sidra. Tazakor shatar yachir mechikazu, v'tir mechikazu. So that's only according to the Gimaz Vradim. If you had to write kesidra, so the Torah was matir this mechika of the Vav after the Yud and the Hay. Avala madikaim lan tzen zarech lichtov kesidra, ala much shatar atir is there. Yishet zel on lichtov chatzi achorain, so maybe if you don't have to write a kesidron, then maybe just write the vav and the hay, and then write the yud and the hay at the beginning. You know why it's not mechika? Because you're not doing a maisa in the guf Hashem, and you're not mechabin limchoik. So the chayra, he's mitzar of two svaras. The second svar in a mechabin sarachin, because it's psikreisha in rush, manish rotzim. And the first svara, he writes, the Le'avid Ma'isa Beguf Hashem is totally Bashli Rav Revi. So he has a svara of Einu Mechavein, and he has a svara that you're not doing a Ma'isa in the Guf Hashem. And the Kash of the Avnei Nezer, that you're writing the Yud and then the Hay, and then you're writing a Vav, that's L'chor Mechik, the Yud and the Hay. So it's a Raya that it's okay. It's a Raya Leheter. So, yesh od laharich b'zeh me'od. And Mirtz Hashem darkeinu, hopefully we will revisit this. But I'm so gratified that we were zeichet to learn this delicious tshuva of the Rabbi Shel Kol Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he brings here a long tzitut. Mea Igros Moshe. B'yoyredei chelek alef simen kuf ayin alef. Nishalti b'sefer Torah shenichtav v'mokom Hashem Hashem de'elokeinu eleinu. Lo yahei. Im Hashem l'mochkoi v'lichtoi v'Hashem. B'tam ha-sofik d'ulai kiddush ha-sefer etz Hashem. Shiyadish tzarech lichtov et shem elekeinu v'tov b'ma shishmir et zahei nim she'alef lamed she'kosa nichtov l'shem Hashem v'ktav alef lamed me'elokim eino nimchok k'nisa b'shvus af lamed hey. So maybe he knew he's writing shem Hashem, and then once he writes the alef lamed, he's now allowed to erase that, because that has the status of shem Hashem. So what is he going to do now when he wrote eleinu? Maybe he can't erase it, because... Aleph Lamed is holy. least you can't erase the Aleph Lamed. You don't have to worry, even though it doesn't belong here. You made a mistake. Oh my gosh. He already says that once you write the Yud Nun Vav, so it's like you erase the Aleph Lamed, and then he brings up Avodas HaGershuni. When you write Elokeichem, Makom Elokim, so you make the Kaf Kfufa into a Mem Stuma, you make the second to last letter into a Mem. And then afterwards you're allowed to erase the Mem Stuma. Because even though it was Miskadesh Mitchila, Elokeichem, it was holy, now it's not anymore. Because Memela was Nimchak. Once Memela it's Nimchak, so then you're allowed to... You're allowed to erase it. And therefore, Tzarech Limchok Kol Davis Eleinu, Ki Limchok Rak Yud Nun Vav, Ulahashlim. Hey, and then a Yud, and then a Nun, and then a Vav, Yapasim, Mishum Shalom, Iskadish Hashem. Lama Bayim Lo Kidesh Kla, oh no. You can't just leave the Aleph Lamed and then erase the rest and then rewrite it, and then write the Hey and the Yud and the Nun and the Vav. Maybe the Aleph Lamed wasn't Kadosh Melechat Chila. And Lahavir Kulmus, maybe it looks like Rabban, it's not Menamufchar. Loshan Ashach, Mash Mishugam Pasul. Ve'ayen b'tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Egil, Shem Estabik, Shem Rakasul Lechatchila, v'lo Pasul b'tiyevet. But in the Shach Mash, it's Pasul. A Pella that the Shach, that Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva Egil didn't bring the Shach. V'after Rabbi Akiva Egil, Alko Panam Pasul Misafik, even according to him, it's Pasul Misafik, therefore you have to erase the whole. To erase the whole word. Anyway, he already erased it when he wrote the Yud Nun Vav. So erase it and rewrite it. That's what Moreinu Rabbeinu, Rabbi Chakol Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says. Gevaldik. Also tshuva in the Har Tzvi. In Eir Chaim. In Simon Chofches, and Shalti Misovish Shabbos Yishem Havoya Shaytzarich Lichtov Shem Elokeinu, because of Yud, but terms because of Hey, Rishoy Lasses Meis Yud Ois Hey. In other words, he's writing. He wrote an Aleph, then he wrote a Lamed, then he wrote a Yud. Oh, you're allowed to turn that Yud into a Hey. Vishabti Dishori Lasses Meis Yud Ois Hey, Malam Bakodesh. Because the Yud is a Yisuf on the shame, and the Hay is the shame, it's part of the shame. And then he's marrying in this, and hopefully we will have a different shear and we'll be able to see the Har Tzvi inside. All right, sweet friends, thank you again so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. This is great. All right, we should be zocha to continue this, this great series. And... Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and we'll see more and more in Flos Mitarot Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.